Coders by Clive Thompson. Read for you by Renee Ruiz. In the early hours of September 5th, 2006, Ruchi Sanghvi rewrote the world with a single software update. A round-faced, outspoken programmer, Sanghvi was 23 years old when she arrived to work at Facebook. Raised in India, she had long dreamed of growing up to work for her father's company, which lent heavy machinery for the construction of ports, oil refineries, and windmills. But while studying at Carnegie Mellon University, she got intrigued by computer engineering, and then she fell in love with it. It was like constantly solving puzzles, trying to make an algorithm run faster, trying to debug a gnarly piece of code that wasn't working right. The mental chess colonized her mind, and she found herself pondering coding problems all day long. You're at it for hours. You're not eating. You're not sleeping. It's like you can't stop thinking about it, she tells me. Sanghvi was, by programming standards, a late bloomer. She was studying alongside kids, nearly all male, who'd been coding since they were 9 and playing video games, and they seemed to effortlessly get it. But she kept grinding away, got good grades, then graduated and got hired for her first job in Manhattan, doing math modeling for a derivatives trading desk. When she arrived in New York, though, she was horrified by the sight of the gray cubicles at the workplace. She wouldn't be having much of an impact on the world here. She didn't want to be a cog in a machine, writing code to support finance work. She hungered to work for a company where the technology itself was the core product, where computer scientists were the main players. She wanted to actually make a product that people used, something tangible, useful. She wanted to do something like Facebook, a site that she'd joined in her last year of college. Now that was an addictive bit of software. She'd log in all the time to stay in touch with college friends who'd recently graduated, checking their pages to see if they'd updated anything. So Sanghvi bailed on Manhattan, quitting the job even before her first day. She fled to San Francisco, where she got a job at Oracle, the database company. And then, one day, a college friend invited her to come by the offices of Facebook itself.